to stay. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight, too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 27th, join the Office of Health and Wellness for Coffee with the Counselor Center. This will be happening in Hunt Union by the reception desk from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday is Chuck's Comedy Club, so head on down to the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union to see Sam Morrison perform from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, October 28th, join the SUNY Oneonta Music Department for the Alden Room Concert Series featuring pianist Adam Kent. This will be happening from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so head on down to the Red Dragon Theater to join Student Association for a round of trivia. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for their event YWGS, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room. On Thursday, join the Film Club for their Filmoween event, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Friday, October 31st, is Halloween. Join Student Association for Halloween and Hunt, happening from 7 to 11 p.m. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Saturday, November 1st, join Club Odyssey for an event happening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Main Street. And lastly, on Sunday, November 2nd, join WONY for our general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. Come learn all about us. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Keep it locked and have a great week, everyone.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Guys, you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and today you're listening to Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B, and I am your host, DJ Maddie B. So, if you have been tapped in to previous installments, then you know that I'm listening to just about everything you could cook up in a studio, okay? I am truly listening to everything. I know it's the cliche, but I mean, it's... the catalog's got everything in it, okay, guys? So, you know, first week I introduced you to all kind of my different genres of interest. Last week we did K-pop, and now we're going to dive into show tunes. And if you could see me right now, you could see my jazz hands. Unfortunately, you can't. Maybe we can get that in a later installment. Just kidding, obviously. We just do radio here. So yeah, we're going to be going through some show tunes highlights. This could be, you know, shows I've been in, because yes, guys, I'm a thespian, if you didn't know. This could be songs I've sang for performances, whatever, or just songs that just mean a lot to me, or that are, they're just, you know, certified, you know, show tunes bangers. I'm not going to, you know, sit here and claim a lot of this as, you know, classic musical theater. These are not, you know, like classic Broadway, like show tune staples. This is more modern show tunes to me, most of this anyways, except for maybe like one. Yeah, I think really one of them is, and you know, I'll key you into that once we get there. But today we're going to be starting off with the show Waitress, okay? And I know you're thinking, oh, is she going to sing, oh, or play She Used to Be Mine? Is she going to do When He Sees Me? But no. Today, we're going to be playing a song that I find to be somewhat, like, underrated. Yes, it had its moment on social media back in the way back. And people know it, obviously, if you know the show, you know the song. But first up, we are going to be playing Never Ever Getting Rid of Me by the original Broadway cast members of Waitress. And I hope that you guys enjoy.
Just take the mixed bouquet and leave. Just leave.
Don't. I will never let you let me leave. I promise I'm not lying. Go ahead, ask anybody who has seen me trying. I'm not going. If it seems like I did, I'm probably waiting outside. Such a stubborn man, you'll likely never meet another. When we have our family dinner, you can ask my mother. She's the best. You'll learn more about her on our family history test. I'm gonna do this right. Ever, ever get rid of me. You can try. Oh, but I love you means you're never, ever, ever getting rid of me.
Ready for your check?
Not quite. Pie for everybody!
What?
I grew up an only child in the suburb of the city. I spent my days alone. My only friend was a stray kitty called Sardine. Yeah, I thought it was hilarious to call a cat a kind of fish. She played hard to get, hissing while she scratched me. What she was trying to say was, Ogie, come and catch me. I learned quickly that perseverance stood between a cat and her new best friend, me. Oh, I'm gonna do this right. Show you I'm not moving. Wherever you go, I won't be far to follow. Yip, 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 yip. Now get back to work. I love you means you're never, ever, ever getting rid of me.
Guys, wasn't that just dandy? I mean, how could you listen to that song and just be like, I'm having a good day after that? I mean, that's just a fun song right there. Don't you agree? You know, type in the chat if you agree. Anyways, so I just love Waitress. That was maybe the second show I had ever seen before. I think it was, I'm forgetting the name of the RBTL. It was RBTL. Saw that with my mother, Mama B. Shout out Mama B. That shit, she's where I get all my show tunes from. Diving back into the Mama B influence, actually, we're gonna segue to something completely different from Waitress, okay? This is actually gonna be a movie musical, okay? I don't know if that's, like, controversial to play on the show tunes episode, I don't know. But, we're gonna be diving into Burlesque, okay? There are a number of just absolutely incredible numbers on this track. One that sticks out to me just because I feel like it has that soulful influence to it. It's gotta be Something's Got a Hold on Me. And I mean, Christina Aguilera, she just, I don't know if you can hear the snaps through there, but she just takes this down. I mean, this is, oh, it's just so good. I could talk about it for hours, but I only have 1 hour tonight. So yes, up next, we are listening to Something's Got a Hold on Me. Yeah. Song by Christina Aguilera from Burlesque, the original movie soundtrack, and I hope that you enjoy. Apologies, having a little bit of a technological setback there with that one. I am not entirely sure why that one's not playing. Let me try that one more time. Huh. That is so weird. Okay, guys, for some reason, that song does not seem to want to play. Okay, we're gonna push past that one. Unfortunately, we're not seeming to be able to get that one to play. That's okay. Nonetheless, we push forward. Show must go on. So instead, I mean, I highly suggest go find that song, stream that if you shall like. It's a very good song. The entire soundtrack is just really good. If you haven't watched the movie, also please watch it. Movie, so good. So yeah, unfortunately, sadly, we have to push past that one. Instead, we are going to be listening to "How Far I'll Go" by Ali Carvalho from Moana, the original movie soundtrack. And I hope that you enjoy. Hopefully, this one works. If not, you'll be hearing from me very shortly.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the light where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind is my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside sings a different song.
Okay, that is such a banger. That's so good. I forgot how good that was. So I got a little bit frazzled there by the fact that it was not letting me play that burlesque song. I did just obviously want to shed some light on the background with the song we just heard and the song that I could not play. I grew up on the burlesque soundtrack. Again, shout out to Mama B. You know, she is my musical theater influence. She's my musical theater origins. I was like 4 years old dancing to that stuff. I mean, that's truly, I grew up on a lot of this. And then some of this is just music I've picked up throughout the years and my time in the theater. But How Far I'll Go, obviously when I was in middle school, that was the peak movie at the moment. That was what was hot. So obviously I was like, oh, so there's going to be a talent show. I know what I'm going to sing, obviously. So I sang How Far I'll Go. And, you know, for the next week in the hallway, people were like singing it to me. And I was like, guys, like, I'm famous. Finally, I made it. Like, is Hollywood going to call me or am I going to call them type situation? So obviously that song has a lot of sentimental value for me. Moving on to some more sentimental stuff. And you're going to be confused when I say the show, because I feel like for some reason the show gets a bad rap, probably because it's kind of like weird and confusing. But this next song is from the soundtrack of Xanadu. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Xanadu fans, where are you? Stand up. Now, again, this is Mama B. I told her before the show, I said, you're going to get shouted out a lot on the show tonight because she's my quintessential musical theater influence. So, yes, I was in a production of Xanadu way back in the day, guys. And I think I was part of the Greek chorus, and I was one of the The Max, was it the Ma- no, no, the sisters. What are the Andrews sisters. I was Maxine Andrews, one of the Andrews sisters. I had my little solo. I was in seventh grade. What a fun show that was. It's just whimsical. Obviously, it's Xanadu. Obviously, it has to be whimsical. But whenever I think of the song, I think of my mom. Like, there is a specific video of her dancing to this song that this song makes me think of her. So I'm just going to play it, okay? This is Magic, sung by Olivia Newton-John from Xanadu. And I hope that you enjoy.
Come take my hand. You should know me. I've always been in your mind. You know I will be kind. I'll be guiding you. Building your dream has to start.
That there was Magic from the soundtrack of Xanadu by May she rest, Olivia Newton-John. What a talented woman she was. Isles in a Production is the interview way back in the day. Moving on from there, sticking with these middle school themes, of course. Obviously, I was a little bit of a theater nerd for a little bit. I have my theater nerd era, obviously. So what show are all the theater geeks obsessed with? 1, 2, 3, Dear Evan Hansen. There are so many, you know, songs I could have played from the soundtrack. But I mean, we've been pretty upbeat so far. So I was like, why don't we take it down? We might want to grab some tissues. I don't know, guys. Might want to grab some tissues. I don't know. Could just be a good idea. Because up next, we're going to be listening to Words Fail, sung by the illustrious voice of Ben Platt from the Dear Evan Hansen original Broadway recording soundtrack. I don't even know how to preface this one if you don't know the story. Again, I mean, I could sit here and tell you all day to go see all these shows, but I mean, Lord knows we don't all have the money for that, obviously, but I have yet to see a production of this show, I'm just realizing, but I watched many, many slam tutorials for the girls that know. I've watched many clips, whatever. I've seen recordings, whatever. It's absolutely incredible. Up next, we're listening to Words Fail. I really don't know how to preface it, but I hope that you enjoy.
I never meant to make it such a mess. I never thought that it would go this far. So I just stand here, sorry, searching for something to say. Something to say. Words fail. Words fail. There's nothing I can say. I could be part of this. I never had this kind of thing before. I never had that perfect girl who somehow could see the good part of me. I never had the dad who stuck it out. No corny jokes or baseball gloves. No mom who just was there, 'cause mom was all I know. And you want to believe it's true, so you make it true. And you think maybe everybody wants it, needs it a little bit too. Was just a sad invention. It wasn't real, I know. But we were happy. I guess I couldn't let that go. I guess I couldn't give that up. I guess I wanted to believe. 'Cause if I just believe, then I don't have to see. what's really there. No, I'd rather pretend I'm something better than these broken parts. Pretend I'm something other than this mess that I am. 'Cause then I don't have to look at it, and no one gets to look at it. No, no one can really see. 'Cause I learned to slam on the ring before I even turn. What if everyone saw? What if everyone knew? Would they like what they saw? Or would they hate it too? Will I just keep on running away from what's true? Do is run. So how do I step into the sun, step into the sun?
I say this, guys, I know I say this after every single time I play a song, but wasn't that beautiful? I mean, truly. Like, from the orchestration to the buildup of the entire song to obviously, like, the very emotional material that we're dealing with throughout the entirety of the show. When I first, like listened to the soundtrack in its entirety, and when I got to that song, like, when I first, like, sometimes if I'm just by myself, I need to put that song on, like, the tears will roll. I got no tears left to cry. Like, that's me after, me after the song. Like, that's how I feel. So, yes, that was Words Fail by Ben Platt from Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack. Moving up next, guys, I don't know if you know where this is going. I had an idea that maybe I was going to play a song from the original Broadway recording to the movie that just came out last November. I don't know how we're doing on time, though, so I will include one of the songs from the movie at the end if we have time as a little treat from my girls. But instead, we are going to be listening to This Is the Belt Song. Like, this is the song of all time, I fear. I fear this is the song of all time. I think we all know where this is going, guys. If you guessed 1, 2, 3, Defying Gravity from Wicked from the original Broadway recording, then you'd be right, okay? This is Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel just tearing down the track. I mean, obviously, we know the importance this has to queer communities. We know the importance it has to just theater, like, nerds all around the world. This show, in many ways, I feel was the start of, like, I don't care about time frames. Like, I feel like this was the revival and the start of, like, this is modern show tunes here. This is the genesis of modern, like, classics, for me at least. But, hey, we can argue about the logistics of that all day, but we could also be listening to it. So instead, we're going to listen to it. Okay, guys, here comes Defying Gravity singing by Kristen Chenoweth and Adele Dazeem, a.k.a. Idina Menzel, from the original Wicked soundtrack. And I hope that you, as always, enjoy.
Instead of flying off the handle, I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your cause forever. I hope you think you're clever. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy, too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition. Right now, Elfie, listen to me. Just say you're sorry. You can still be with the wizard.
you've worked and waited for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes. And leap, it's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can pull me. Someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love. I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I did a lie, defying gravity. Kiss me good.
Glenda, come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenda dreams the way we plan them. If we work in. There's no fight we cannot win. Just you and me defying gravity. With you and I defying gravity. They'll never bring us down.
Well, are you coming?
You're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it.
Oh, wow. And guys, again, I wish that you could see me in the studio here because I'm tearing it up. Like, I am fully sitting here. I'm just having my field day right now. I am singing it. I'm singing my heart out in the studio, guys. Oh, guys, one day we'll get that podcast. Also, I don't know. I think that truly might have just come through on the stream there, that Outlook notification. That so might be. Genuinely, I don't know why that happened. I turned off the notification sounds, but hey, what can you do? I don't even know how to segue from that, but... So, yes, obviously, quintessential, it's Wicked. I mean, you can't take away from it. I mean, truly, it's just the best. But moving on, a little bit of backstory for this next one. As I said before, I'm a thespian. I was in a couple productions here and there at school. And the first show that I did at my high school was Guys and Dolls. Yes, this is what I'm talking about with that classic Broadway stuff. Not one of the songs you might think I'm playing from this. This is just super nostalgic for me because I was in the ensemble. You saw me maybe once or twice in the show. And then COVID happens. We never got to put it on, unfortunately. But this was one of like the two numbers that I was in. Obviously, I was in the ending because everyone's in the ending. So we're going to be listening. This is a really short one. So get ready for this. But this is the Guys and Dolls reprise from the original Broadway recording, the Guys and Dolls Orchestra, from the Guys and Dolls. A lot of Guys and Dolls here. Guys and Dolls soundtrack, Guys and Dolls reprise, blah, blah, blah. But again, this is the Guys and Dolls reprise. And as always, hope that you enjoy. This is a quick one, so get ready. See, I told you it was quick, but isn't that a fun one? My goodness, that one's fun, if I do say so myself. But yes, there's so many good memories from that show. That's such... I keep saying fun, it's so fun, it's so fun, but that was truly fun. And it was like my first like super big production because I'd only been in like the middle school shows. And those were good. We have a great theater program at our school, but this was the big leagues. I was like, oh, this is for real right here. So yeah, oh gosh, what a good show. Oh, and the movie. Guys, if you haven't seen the movie, what are you doing? You have to watch the movie, guys. Please go watch Guys and Dolls. It's so good. Luck be a lady tonight. You guys don't get it. It's so good. Coming up next, here comes all the nostalgia bangers for me. These are all like peak moments in my career as a theater nerd, as a thespian, as a gleek, as a performer, as a vocalist. Guys, this is peak me right here. Okay, here comes peak me. To my people who knew me back in my heyday of performing, you know probably the next two songs that are coming, okay? These are the heavy hitters, okay? These are the ones that are going to be really taxing on my voice, and they were. These are not easy songs to sing. I had it easy in Guys and Dolls. I was doing my little jazz square in the corner. And then, you know, I got to be a soprano in that show. So I got to sing the fun, you know, the high notes, singing the G5. Guys, music theory, please don't get me. Music theory people, please don't get me, guys. G5, G6, I don't think it's G6. I think it's a G5. Hey, but it's fun to sing really high up when you can. So that was super fun. I got to do that in Guys and Dolls. Coming up next, not a show I've been in, although I would love to, but I said the word gleek. I don't know if anyone caught that there. I said gleek. Does anyone know who that is? Class, raise your hands. Oh, okay, no one? Okay, so no one's here. That's going to be someone who's a fan of Glee, actually, the show Glee. And I don't want to get clocked like the Gordon Ramsay tea. Like, I don't want to get clocked here. But I do fear that I'm listening to the Don't Rain on My Parade sung by Lea Michele, a.k.a. Rachel Berry, than I am by the original Fanny Brice, a.k.a. Barbara Streisand. I don't want to take away from Miss Streisand, okay, guys? You can take away from her. She's Barbara Streisand, after all. But I find myself, maybe it's just because this was so formative to, like, my adolescence, that I'm like, gosh, like, this version is just really good. Like, I was in my mind palace, like, walking into the theater, singing this song, like, I'm slaying my audition in my mind palace. Like, this is my song here. And it was so much my song that I ended up singing this as my senior solo, actually, for my night of vocal music during my senior year of high school. I've already spoiled it. But how could you even spoil this song? I keep saying, oh, this is so fun. This is so good. This is just peak. This is holy peak right here, okay? So here comes Don't Rain on My Parade from the Glee cast, featuring soloing. I don't know why it says Glee cast. This is Lea Michele right here tearing off the track from Glee, the Music Volume 2. And as always, enjoy, and also imagine me singing this as if this is me, okay? Help me. This is a collaborative effort here. Imagine this is me singing, okay? All right, guys. Hope you enjoy. Guys, I do not even know what is happening. Guys, I just hyped up that song so much, and now it is not letting me play it. Guys, I'm so sorry. I don't want to dwell too much on a technological setback, but guys, I really hope that if you're listening to my Show Tunes episode, you've heard Don't Rain on My Parade before. I would just sing the whole thing for you here, but I don't know if that's what the people want, so I will refrain. You might have caught just the beginning of what was supposed to be like my show tune finale, but unfortunately, technology will rue the day, okay? Oh, goodness. Well, it's not letting me play that one. I will have to iron out these issues for next time, guys. I sincerely apologize, but I fear we're going to have to move on to the creme de la creme, okay? Mama B, you know where this is going, okay? We're taking it to Mama Mia, okay? From the first episode, I played Money, Money, Money. Growing up, that was my favorite song from the soundtrack. And then I played Donna Sheridan in a production at my high school. That's my all-time favorite role. That was like my dream show, dream role. And I got to play it, which was such a blessing. But I was like, going into the show, I was like, money, money, money. That's going to be the one that gets people, like, you know, ballads are bleh, whatever. Like, money, money. That's like my moment. Like, that's my shining moment. And then all of the sudden, I hear this agitating, grating noise. And it's the winner takes it all, guys. I did not stop hearing about this song for like probably the next year. Like, people would come up to me in the hallway. They'd be like, oh my gosh, like, you were Donna, like, oh my god, like, the winner takes it all. And I'd be like, guys, like, thank you so much, but what happened to Money, Money, Money? And then I obviously, doing the show, I had a newfound love and appreciation for this number, obviously, because it's really hard to sing. And I love Meryl Streep, but she opts down that last note, and when you're in the production, you opt it up, and it's a lot harder. And I probably was also at strep throat during all those shows, so it was rough. But I would not want to redo anything. I would never want to not have that experience in my arsenal, because I mean, that was a life-changing experience. Like, that was, dare I say, Roman Empire for me. I think about it all the time. Again, sorry about the Don't Rain on My Parade. Like, gosh, like, technology's raining on my parade, but we're gonna swing it over to The Winner Takes It All by Meryl Streep from Mamma Mia, the original movie soundtrack. And as always, okay, now, no, I hope you enjoy, but please imagine me singing this one, okay? Like, if technology wants to ruin this one too, like, I really hope it doesn't. I don't think it will, but just imagine me singing this, okay? All right, guys, enjoy.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I've played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, loser standing small beside the victory. was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence, building me a home, thinking I'd be strong there. But I was a fool, playing by the rules. The gods may throw the dice, their minds as cold as ice, and someone will. Shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad seeing me so tense. No self-confidence, but you see, the winner takes it.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say it. Wasn't that beautiful? Oh my goodness, I love that song. And of course, as I'm playing that, the texts are rolling through from my family. They're like glazing me. They're like, Corey should have played your version. I'm like, I don't have a professional recording. Maybe one day once we get that record deal. No, I'm just kidding. That's not. I shouldn't say it's not happening. You never know. Dreams come true. Okay. I just, reflecting upon this episode, man, not to, you know, drag on about these technological issues, but man, that's such a bummer. I will 100% make sure that doesn't happen in the future. I gotta iron out some issues here. I'm no IT guy, but I think I might be able to fix this one, guys. Now, here's what's about to happen, okay? Obviously, if you guys have tapped in before, then you know. If you don't, let me, like, fill you in. I like to end off my episodes with a song that I have, like, I haven't listened to the whole thing before, okay? It's a new song. It's from this year. I like to leave the show off with something that's new to me and new to you. But at the same time, I did promise you guys something. I said I promised that if we had time, I would play a song from the movie soundtrack of the new Wicked movie. Now, I'm scared that all of a sudden it's not going to work. So I'm going to try playing it, and we're going to, like, cross our fingers, and we're going to see if this works, okay? Fingers crossed, everybody. Let's see if this works, okay? And if it works, then I really hope that you enjoy it, okay? It's from Wicked. It's What Is This Feeling? Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo from the Wicked movie soundtrack. Please work.
Dearest, darlingest, Momsy and Popsicle.
My dear father.
There's been some confusion over rooming here at Shiz. But of course I'll care for Nessa.
But of course I rise above it.
For I know that's how you'd want me to respond.
Yes.
There's been some confusion, for you see my roommate is
unusually and exceedingly peculiar and altogether quite impossible to describe.
Blonde.
What is this feeling so sudden and new?
I felt the moment I laid eyes on you.
My pulse is rushing.
My head is reeling.
Yeah, well, my face is flushing.
What is this feeling fervid as a flame? Does it have a name? Yeah. Adulterated loathing
for your face,
your voice,
your clothing.
Let's just say I loathe it all. Every little trait, however small, makes my very flesh begin to crawl with simple utter loathing. There's a strange exhilaration in such total detestation. It's so pure.
She's a tartar. We don't mean to show a bias, but Galinda, you're a martyr.
Well, these things I send to trials.
Oh. Poor Galinda forced to reside with someone so disgusticified. We just want to tell you we're all.
Dare I say boom? Oh, man. I have such a bad habit of saying boom. I've been saying boom a lot recently. That's actually funny. My aunt pointed that out. But also, I've just realized that. Having some self-realization here, okay? As I explained right before, I'm so glad that song worked, by the way. But yes, I'm going to end off today's episode with something that's new to me, something that's new to you. This is released this year from the album Ivy Boy by artist Ivy Boy. And this song is entitled Honeybee. And I hope that you all enjoy.
Honeybee, don't give up so fast. Worry about the future, concerned about the past. Run and tell the swarm as the clouds of the storm start to clear.
took, you can sit back and enjoy the taste. Try to smell the flowers as you're counting down the hours in a year. You only get one sting and then the dream disappears. Or maybe it's the sun in your eyes that turns you blind to the fact that you're young and you're still alive on the first day of July. You can tell at least I've been late for rain on my parade, but at least I'm enjoying the ride on the first day of July.
Guys, dare I say fun and boom, and that was so good, and it was beautiful. All my buzzwords of the show this evening. Guys, thank you so much for bearing with me today. I will do my very best to iron out. Again, these were issues from my technological end. The studio is beautiful. It's doing all the things it needs to do. This is, unfortunately, some technical faulty software, hardware. I don't know. I'm not an IT guy. I'm just a little DJ host, okay? And, yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed that last one. I'm definitely adding that to my playlist. Oh, the parallel, like, I'm, like, a sucker for, like, strings and orchestral stuff, but, like, the parallel motion of those, like, the strings there was chef's kiss. But, yeah, guys, that was the Show Tunes, a.k.a. Theater Nerd, a.k.a. Mama B Influence episode, okay, of Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B, and I have been your host, DJ Maddie B. And you guys have been listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and I hope to see you next week at the same time, Tuesday, 6 to 7, as always. Have a safe and wonderful evening, and if I don't hear from you, I hope you have a wonderful Halloween.
Magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic sticks.
Jesse, you must listen to WONY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases